Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe. Fancy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam. Muggsy's with me. Muggsy, how you doing?
I'm good, my friend. How you doing?
Cheers to you. I'm doing well.
Cheers.
I'm
doing absolutely. Well. Absolutely.
See, I always say cheers and I forget to drink, and that's really rude. So I got to do that. No
apologies. I'll make sure I make up for you.
I know you will. I know you will.
Yes.
So,
the best time of the day.
Yes. Yes, it is. So before we get in, we're going to talk Hornets basketball. Obviously, LaMelo's back. He's not back. He's been cleared to return to individual basketball activities, and we have a clear kind of picture of when he could return to the to the rotation in that. So we'll talk about that as well as some other Hornets in and out stuff. But it's, as we're recording this, it's almost 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 20th, like 30 minutes ago, maybe an hour ago. Now I think about it, the Derek Chauvin verdict came down in the George Floyd murder case. Obviously, you all know he was found guilty on all three counts. It was really weird seeing Woj and other NBA reporters like tweet about the verdict like it was a trade. Like, they were very quick with it. It's a very big deal, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of transcends it. Like, it spills over into the NBA, obviously, thinking back to last year and what we saw in the bubble. But, Muggsy, what are your thoughts on today, basically, and what came down today?
Well, you know, it was worldly news. You know, this case has been talked about around the world, and not just talked about, but shown on video what happened to Mr. Floyd. And I think just justice was done. I mean, it was served, I should say, the verdict. I know a lot of people are really happy in the sense that felt like justice has been served. I know the Floyd family is probably excited and ecstatic about, you know, the verdict. But, you know, it just, again, it's been highly watched. It's been highly circulated. And everybody's been on pins and needles to wait to see what the verdict was going to be. So here we are today.
Case is closed here, but this is an ongoing thing that NBA players are not going to lose focus on. So
no.
And the league has their support, which is great to see.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's just not a one-off thing. You know, this is an ongoing thing for not only for just the justice that was served today, but, you know, for generations in terms of how the community and how the people interact with police and the reforming that take place. So hopefully that, you know, like I say, this is the beginning that fairness could be across the board, regardless of who it is. It could just be fair. If it's the victim or it's the police or whatever the case may be, that justice could get some sort. I mean, people could be held accountable for wrongdoing.
And now a word from one of our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use a mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. It's a great time to be outside right now, and that's why we're so excited about Monster Bass. Monster Bass is the fun and affordable way to get the best new baits from the fishing industry's top brands delivered to your door every month. It's a premium subscription fishing company that handpicks the best baits based on where you live and fish. No more guessing on which baits are going to work. Just leave it to the pros at Monster Bass. Basically, it's like having your own personal fishing guide. and it's changing the way bass fishermen shop for baits. They're quickly becoming the number one fishing brand for anglers everywhere. They've got the best baits from the best brands, and you're covered by the industry's best customer service. So if you want to catch bigger bass this season, head over to monsterbass.com and use the code MUGSY10. That's Mugsy and the number 10 to get $10 off your first box. Sign up for Monster Bass now. We're going to make a transition to Hornets basketball. That's the name of the podcast and all that. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
The big news of the day, the week, the month. A lot of people have been wondering, when is LaMelo Ball coming back? Initial reports were that he's going to be out for the entire season with the injury to his shooting wrist, the wrist on his shooting hand. And soon after the initial reports, we heard, okay, he's going to get surgery and he's going to be reevaluated after 4 weeks. Those 4 weeks are done. He's been reevaluated. The cast is off and he's been cleared to return to individual basketball activities, with another report saying from Woj from ESPN that he could be ready to return to the court in 7 to 10 days. So Mugsy, when you hear that, what goes through your mind?
Well, you know, it's good news, definitely good news for Melo and for the organization, you know, in terms of his health, is improving, I should say, because, you know, talking about possibly coming back and we're actually being cleared and can be returned in 7 days. You know, my concern is, you know, the re-injury, you know, the longevity of it, you know, in terms of it is his dominant hand, it is his wrist that we're talking about. And, you know, I've seen what we're capable of doing with everybody's healthy. And, you know, we slipped now, right now in eighth place. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to continue to maintain. And you're talking about 7 games or 7 days of possibly still being out. And we only have, about 15 games left, maybe 14, somewhere in that realms. And so it kind of gets everybody ready more or less for the playoffs, I should say. And, you know, what we're going to do in the playoff? Are we going to advance looking this year to try to do that? So my concerns are out there, you know, in terms of bringing them back so quickly, being able to, you know, keep the ship going per se. But, you know, I'm happy that he's healthy and happy that everybody that he's, you know, talked about in terms of returning. But I just have some concern. But I'm sure that, you know, the organization has a lot more knowledge than I do and understand where he is and what risk he will be taking. So, and I'm quite sure that he's getting the right advice going forward. So we'll see.
It'll be great for him specifically. Well, two things. A, he has a chance to really lock in Rookie of the Year, which will be great for the franchise to have a Rookie of the Year. And then for him as an individual, something I'm sure he's been hoping for his entire life as he trained to get to this point. But also, it'll be great as a team and as a fan, from a fan point of view, to see one less name on the injury report. That recurring LaMelo Ball right wrist will be – I won't miss that when he's back, you know? And when we're looking at May, he won't, you know, we knew Monk was coming back. We knew Devontae was going to be back. We know Hayward's going to be back. We didn't know if LaMelo would be back. So the idea of the final stretch of the final 10 games in the season, it's looking like we'll have all those guys back in the mix, which is really needed. I think the next man up Hornets have done an incredible job to the best of their abilities during this tough time with all their players out. But the reinforcements are coming in. So, Mugsy, what do you think about this team fully healthy again? Because LaMelo's not coming back to the same team. I don't think that when he went out around the All-Star break, like right after the All-Star break, that team then is very different than it is now. Miles Bridges is playing out of his mind right now. Jalen McDaniels has emerged. Vernon Carey made his way into the starting five now. There's a little different setup, and I think this team is more experienced and I think could be better than it was previously before the All-Star break.
Well, hopefully. I can see that may be the case with the playing time the increasing playing time that Miles has been getting in, as well as Daniels, and these guys, and him and Connie now getting the opportunity. But again, you know, that's and that's really needed for the team, for the organization, and for the growth of the franchise. Going forward, again, I'm looking ahead in terms of once we, you know, what are we going to do once we get to the playoff? Yeah. How well are we going to advance and so forth? And the health issue is more concerned for me with a player like Melo, with his growth and with his potential. You know, the rookie of the year, that'd be wonderful for him to come back and be able to sustain that. I mean, keep that type of talk going, as well as his play dictated that. And him to be able to, you know, accomplish that accolade. But again, it only take a little tweak here for things to happen for him to be back out. So I'd like for him to come back 100% for when he's really sure about, you know, himself. But again, like I said, the organization, I'm quite sure they have more information than I do, and they know more ways that and how healthy he is. So, and I know they ain't gonna put him in no type of situation where it's a risky situation.
Yes. Yeah. Cause, he's gonna have a long career, you know, knock on wood, you know, and you can't mortgage the future for any short term gain, you know. So, but man, I miss watching him play. I'm looking forward to seeing him on the court again. The chemistry he had with the players, and then again, just looking ahead to May when everyone is back, it's gonna be so good to see Hayward back in the mix. So good to see Malik, especially back in the mix. It's this team has a chance. The issue is during the last, since March, basically, they fell from a 4 seed to the 8 seed. And is there enough time to catch up? And you look at the playoffs, then you're looking at a play-in game first, but then also potentially being matched up against the Sixers, Nets, or Bucks in the first round. Now, no matter who got injured this year, the Hornets were not winning the title, but my hope was that they were going to make the playoffs and get some good experience for the younger players. And I think we're going to get that no matter what. It's just the idea of being having a favorable matchup in the first round is kind of out the window.
Yeah, but, you know, again, if you can get there, anytime you get there, that's just an accolade within itself. And, it's become with an experience. You know, guys gain experience because you got to get there in order to have that type of experience. So that would be, you know, rightfully so if they're able to do that. But it will be, you know, I'm quite sure they will feel good about themselves for all the work they put in for all season long and seeing that the fruit of the labor, you know, at the end of it. So that's what you play for. You know, that's what you play for. That's what you suit up for. And I'm quite sure these guys, that's why they come to work, to try to accomplish those type of goals. So I'm quite sure that's what they're thinking right now. And with the news of Melo returning, quite sure everybody's excited. And that's wait to see, you know, once you do get on the floor, where we are in the standings and how far we got to, you know, how far we got to play ourselves into a playoff situation, or are we already there?
Yes. And Terry, salute to Terry, man. He's been outstanding. Within the last. I think the last 5 games, 24 points per game, 6 assists, 5. Sorry. I don't want to shortchange him. 24 points per game, 6.6 assists, 6 rebounds from Terry. That's just the last 5 games. Like, he's been playing out of his mind. And Bridges has been doing his best. He's really relishing getting in the starting five. This guy's been – he's played in every single game this season. We talk about the injuries. Miles Bridges has been the Iron Man on this team.
Yes, AC Green at the lead.
Oh, yeah, off the bench, in the starting five, whatever you need – he is bringing it. I'm loving what I'm saying. He's just to take a step back. You know, he's in the third year of his career. He's on like the proper trajectory to be like a really valuable NBA player. Like, I'm loving the growth out of Bridges this year. Like, I'm really excited that he's part of this franchise and he's getting better every game for the most part. You know, the last 5 games for him, 21.6 points per game, 2 assists, 7 rebounds, you know, he's making moments and he's dunking on people. He's getting blocks. Like, it's really fun. I'm really psyched that Bridges is thriving in the setup. And again, I'm hoping he can ride this momentum into the rest of the season when all the players are back, you know, because he may go back to the bench. I have no doubt he can bring it still from the bench, but there's going to be an adjustment period, right, when all this talent is back in the mix that Brego is going to have to kind of – figure out on the fly, which it's a good problem to have.
It truly is. And kudos again to T. Rozier and Miles, because they've been true professionals. They know what the situation is in terms of guys are being out, and they knew they got to be the focal points in order to put points on the board in order for them to have a chance. And T. Rozier, he's been doing this all season long. I mean, he's been having an all-star season. Mm-hmm. And he's really been showcasing his talent and on a nightly basis. And Miles, again, his versatility, you know, being able to come off the bench now, implementing the starting lineup now, you know, playing that consistent type of basketball, that ain't gonna do enough but just gain confidence. You know, keep trying to gain confidence, because he already know that he's a starter in this league.
Yep.
You know, he just playing situation in terms of what the team needs, coming off the bench and giving them that type of spark. That's what the team needs. So, you know, he bought into that, but he knows he's a starter in this league. And he, you know, playing against the starters, you know, he has no fear. And that's why you see, you know, the progression every time he steps on the basketball court. And it's going to be a challenge for Coach JB, when he's got everybody get healthy. Because you got guys, you know, has stepped their game up, I say, per se. And maybe you got to find some minutes for, you know, a guy like Daniel Jalen.
Yeah.
You know, who's been playing and putting the ball in, giving that type of stretch the defense and being able to continue to put that ball in the basket. So, but that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. That's show you how much talent you have on the team. But again, you know, it all comes down to wins and losses. You know, you got to continue to put wins on the board in order to keep yourself in that conversation. And guys got to get healthy. Guys got to get back on the court in order for them to do so.
The weather's pretty nice right now, so you're probably going to spend more time outside as we get closer to summer. So it's time to make your outdoor experiences better with Canaan. Canaan sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're made with Japanese optics that make their lenses clear, lighter, and stronger, and Italian handcrafted frames that are impossible to scratch. Use the exclusive code CANANCAST15 at Canaan.com to receive 15% off on your first pair. That's CANONCAST15. Canaan, clearly better. Yeah, speaking of guys getting back on the court, PJ Washington made his return against the Blazers in a victory. He probably played maybe more than Brego expected. In that game, Vernon Carey picked up a lot of fouls really early on, two fouls before like the full 1 minute in game. We'll talk about that in a second. But PJ, 34 minutes played, coming off an ankle injury after missing three games, got hurt during the Hawks game back on April 11th. And he had himself a game and a half, 23 points for him. 8 rebounds. Like, he shot the ball 47% from the field that day. He was on one. I think how many threes did he hit? He had 5 threes mm-hmm. that game. So like the it's like a slow trickle, you know, but like the pieces are falling into place, which is really encouraging. The only hope is, like we talked about earlier, that the Hornets aren't too far, haven't put themselves in too much of a hole that they can't climb out of going forward. But I'm hopeful.
Yeah, we're definitely hopeful. But it's good. Again, it's just good minutes for PJ. It's just good time knowing that everybody out in his responsibility has increased, you know, because of so. And him meeting the challenge and him coming back off the injury, being able to step right in and not miss a beat, you know, it goes to show where he's headed at and how he's standing to and engaging with the game. And that's all you watch as players. You know, that's how you watch to see the growth of a player and make sure that they're taking no type of slippage. Because, again, you know, it's all about what you can do once you're on the floor, regardless of you're healthy or not. Once you put yourself between those lines, they're expecting productivity out of you. So for him to come back and, you know, put that type of performance out there was very deserved.
Yeah, even four blocks that game as well. Like, salute to PJ, man. Okay, so the Nets game. We saw the debut of Vernon Carey into the starting five. It's weird because the entire season leading up to the point, he played 33 minutes. The entirety up until that point. He played 34 that night. So salute to Vernon for putting in an effort, a really solid effort in his first NBA start. He got off to a great start. I think it was 4-for-4 from the field. The Nets weren't respecting his jumper, and he made him pay for it. I love that from him. especially when he was getting the high screen. Because you see Biz come out for the high screen, he'll get the ball and let the hand it off right away. Vernon Carey's like, nah, I'm shooting this if I have an opportunity to shoot it. So I thought that was very encouraging. Issues, though, even in that game, 5 fouls in that game, his second start against the Blazers, 4 fouls in that game, again, really early on, kind of took him out of it. He only played 7 minutes that entire ball game. Muggsy, what are your first impressions of Vernon Carey in the starting five, what he can bring to the team? And then if you're his teammate, if you're his coach, what do you say to him about the fouls issue? Because even at one point in Nets game, he fouled, I think it was Joe Harris, fouled him in a four-point play. Like, you can't, those things you just can't do.
No, you just got to encourage the kid. Just continue to encourage him and let him know what the do's and the don'ts out there on the court and how to not put yourself in those type of situation. And that's where they take advantage of rookies. They understand, especially veterans, you know, a little touch, a little, you know, you create the contact, but they always see the second person and you always get caught. So he just got to be smart enough to keep himself on the floor and not put himself in those type of situations. He's shown what he's capable of doing, you know, once he's there out there, you know, he can stretch the floor. He's capable of hitting that shot. As you mentioned, you know, the difference between him and Biz, Matt, he will shoot it as opposed to Biz will hand it off and, or dive to the basket. So that brings a different dimension, a different arsenal on the court when you have a guy who can stretch the floor like that. So, you know, when you, you know, and he's going to have these type of ups and downs because he's a rookie, you know, again, you just mentioned he only played 33 minutes his entire NBA season in that one game. He played 34. So, you know, that's a big chunk within itself and big responsibility. So, but, you know, you just appreciate, you know, him continuing to want to get better. And again, as teammates, you just continue to encourage him to try to, you know, as a veteran, we would try to let him know, you know, how to continue to keep yourself on the floor by not picking up those little tic-tac, little tic-tac fouls.
Yeah, so we're recording this a couple hours before the Nets game. The starting five hasn't come out yet for it. As we're recording, I'm hopeful that we get to see more of Vernon, you know, give him some runs, see what he can bring in a game where he doesn't have foul trouble. Because, like, how you can get better if you don't get a chance to prove yourself, you know? So I'm hoping we get to see more of that. And that's, of course, JB's call. And speaking of JB, James Borrego picked up his 100th career victory as a head coach against the Blazers. So congrats to coach, first off. I think it's a good time to kind of talk about basically what he's been pulling off here since he's been with the franchise. What are your thoughts on Borrego as the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets?
I'm always pleased with Coach JB. I mean, he, like I say, and I talked about him early on in the past cast, you know, previous time when we had the opportunity to do so. He's been a treat for the team, for the organization. I think he created an amazing culture when he came in. He's a player type coach. Guys love playing for him. And that's what it's all about. You know, you can be an X and O guy, but it's all about how you communicate with your players because everybody's different. Everybody, you know, operate totally, you know, differently. You know, you make a yell at one or be a little more aggressive than the other, which you can't be to somebody who's a little more timid. So, you just got to understand who you're talking to and who your player is. And I think he do an excellent job of understanding who they are and the way he got these guys playing. He put them in position to be successful. I mean, the way he managed Melo his very first year, you know, not just throwing him out there to the wolves. He kind of brought him along slowly. And what he's done to Miles Bridges over the, you know, 3 years he's been here, as well as PJ in his 2 years. So, you see the growth as well as Devontae Graham. You know, Devontae was mentioned in, you know, possibly the most improved player last year. So that's a testament of your coach. And that's and it goes to show the growth and the type of influence that he has on the guys. And for him to pick up his 100th win, I couldn't be more happy for him.
Yeah, and there's really great video. I think it's on the Hornets Twitter. He comes in and the whole entire team gives him like a water bottle, like, back. I don't call it. They just dump a bunch of water bottles on him. It was really great to see that the guys are like really all in that moment, like living in that moment, and are really happy for him. Yeah, it's that stuff gets you through the season, right? Like that those moments when you're not feeling the best, when you're trying to achieve your goals, little moments of like celebration help you go a little. helping keep it going, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, he definitely helped you keep you going. And that's what you need. You know, you need that type of person that you got, that you bounce on, because it's a long season.
Yeah.
It's a real long season. These guys spending pretty much, you know, most of the time with them, more so than with their families. So, you know, that's the type of bonding and the trust that you have with each other. And, you know, when you have somebody you truly care for and you really like, and you know that they have feel the same for you, you know, that could be a win-win situation.
Yes. So we'll see what happens tonight. The Hornets are playing the Knicks. This is at Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah.
That's a bro game. Do you have any MSG stories from your
players? Oh, man. I
don't want to throw that at you. Yeah.
What do you think? No. I mean, MSG stories, I mean, that's the Mecca. You know, we always love going up there and playing in the Mecca, you know, and going up there and playing New York. Many times, of course, we have some good days and some bad days. Remember, we was in the playoff. I mean, during the regular season, we beat them four. We had them four to zero. We beat them four games out of the series. And here come the playoff. It was the opposite. Yeah. It was just the opposite. They beat us 4-1 yeah. in the playoff, and that kind of, you know, lets you know playoff basketball is totally different. You know, everything slows down. You got to be, each possession becomes so important. And you know, you understand that when that time, you know, the time of season comes. So Madison Square Garden is always a good place to go play regardless of mostly when you win. But, yeah. you know, you feel it when you lose.
Is it a mixture of, like, the history in the building, the New York City aspect of it, the fan base? Is it just all that combined in? Like, how would you describe that, the aura around the Garden?
It's a mixture of it all. You know, the celebrities, of course, the aura that's in the building. And then what the building stands for, MSG, the God. I mean, it's been around for so long. You have so many events, the things that happened in that building. And it became a stigma. I mean, a place where you just dream of playing, especially when you're in the game of basketball. And for whatever reason, that embossed itself, the Garden. You know, those became it in L.A. You know, those arenas became such, you know, a place where everybody wanted to play. You know, one of the great arenas that you always kind of had back in your, you know, in your memory back. And the Mecca is the Garden, Boston, I mean, Madison Square Garden, and then the Boston Garden, the old Boston Garden, the old dead floor, you know, that the ball don't come back to. So, you know, you remember those days, and they used to have the heat turned up extremely high when you're in there during the playoffs. So it was either it's hot or it's cold. They're going to get you one way or another. But that's the Boston Garden. That's the Boston Garden. You got to get back to the Madison Square Garden.
Hey, listen, you know, home field, home court advantage. You got to take, mm-hmm. you got to do what you can, I guess.
You get greeted with the little friendly little animals when you walk through the arena. Because they have food that's just on the floor.
Oh,
and for some odd reason, yeah, when you go in the Madison Square Garden, you can pull it to the tunnel. You know, you walk out, you may see a little friendly creature running around there. You know, welcome to the God. Welcome to the God.
Hey, I like this. It's like good tactics to psych out the visiting them. Mm-hmm. We got rats here.
Yeah.
Little critters can run around. Awesome, Muggsy, I appreciate it. Oh, before we go, before we started recording, you mentioned your t-shirt. You want to talk about that?
Yes. Man, let me stand up here. What you hear, can you read it?
Yeah, tall or small, the game is for all.
It's that. That's what it is. Tall or small, the game for all. I started this little t-shirt line, a little motivational t-shirt line, you know, just kind of started. And you can go to MuggsyMotivationalTees.com to find them. Something just having a little fun with, you know, you like you say, pandemic gave you a lot of time to think, a lot of time to do things. And we're just doing some things to just keep people's spirits up, put on a t-shirt, you feel good about yourself, and keep the day moving. We got hoodies, you got tank tops, and for men and women as well. It ain't just, you know, all males, you know, I'm not sexist at all, you know, so my mama taught me well. And so, you know, I have it. You know, something for everybody out there, you know, for male, females, just trying to have some fun with it.
Nice. That's really cool. So yeah, go everyone go check that out. I'm gonna get myself some.
There you go.
But hey, I appreciate it as always. Thank you, everyone out there listening. You've been listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. We'll see you next week. Talk to you then.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.